tenant fee.
Let me go get it.
It sounds fantastic, and if I wasn't in the family, I wouldn't believe it. I would not believe it. In fact, these two, Hurst and this fellow, draw a pistol and fired at one another. And this fellow bullet went in Hurst's gun. Went up in Hurst's gun.
That's right.
And they captured this Jacobs man and held him prison. And they were going to kill him. And Hurst saw what a brave man he was. And he let it go. He said, a man like him, as brave as he is, deserve to live, to fight, to die an honorable death, not a dishonorable death. Mm-hmm. So Hurst found it.
So they got a sense of honor.
Oh, yeah.
It's their own.
This is his obituary. The subject of this sketch, E.W. and his name was Edward, and he was known as Ed, was born November the 24th, 1841, died August the 8th, 1918, aged 76 years, 8 months and 14 days. He volunteered in the Middleton Tigers in 1861. Only one member of that company survives, John Bissell of Tipton County. Later, he joined Company A of the 14th Tennessee Regiment Cavalry under General Forrest. He was elected lieutenant of his company. He was captured at Major Saul's near Salisbury by Colonel Hurst after he had emptied his pistol. The last shot entered the barrel of Colonel Hurst's pistol. The late Dr. T. told the writer that he picked some of the pieces of the lead out of the face of Colonel Hurst. Hurst's men wanted to kill Lieutenant, but Colonel Hurst told them they should not take the life of a man so brave as Lieutenant Jacobs. He was sent to the Irvin Block Prison in Memphis, where he remained until he bribed the guards by giving them his last penny. His comrades tried to prevent him from making the attempt to escape, thinking that he would be killed. But he told them that he would go or die, and that he never intended to be captured again. Memphis at that time was filled with Yankees. He succeeded in getting through all the picket lines but one by daybreak. He sought cover under a brush pile and remained throughout the day. Dogs were rabbit hunting near his hiding place, and he was uneasy for fear of discovery. But fortunately, they passed him by. After dark, he slipped through the lines and traveled all night through briars, sloughs, fields, and thickets all the next day and night without a mouthful to eat. The following morning, he arrived in the neighborhood of Van Buren and was given food. He at once returned to his company. He was severely wounded in 1864 at Yazoo City, Mississippi, and the wound never entirely healed. He suffered over 7 months, but bore it patiently to the end. No braver soldier lived than Lieutenant. He professed faith in Christ last April and expressed himself several times as ready to die. He leaves a wife, 3 children, 1 grandchild, and several relatives. Cheer up and let us live so as to meet him above, his nephew.
Isn't that remarkable?
Well, now, can you remind that Hurst and him was firing at one another, and his last bullet went in Hurst's gun and exploded, and of course it went in his face. Mm-hmm. And this doctor, T.E. Yes. Baller, you talking about, you talking about staying at Hammond Motel. If you notice, right across the street, there was a townhouse restaurant. That's Dr. T.E. house right there.
Yeah, right.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
They have delicious food there. It's
expensive. It's expensive, but it's the best cooked food in Baltimore.
They compared to what you have to pay. I thought tonight these Holiday Inns are